100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden today to begin offering pardons to thousands of military veterans who were booted out of the service for being gay.
For more than a half century, from the early 1950s, it was illegal to be gay in the military. U.S. court-martialed and convicted thousands for what President Biden says was simply being themselves. Mr. Biden now pardoning those convictions, which will help those veterans finally receive benefits they deserve. The pardon does not automatically wipe away convictions. Those veterans must still apply through a military approval process.
ABC's Andy Field in Washington. Oklahoma's Supreme Court put the kibosh on what would have been the nation's first religious school, paid for by the taxpayers' dime. This could eventually reach the U.S. Supreme Court. Central Oklahoma was strafed by severe weather overnight. No word of tornadoes, but 50,000 homes and businesses don't have electric power. This is ABC News. The judge in Donald Trump's hush money trial modified the gag order he's under.
The move comes nearly a month after the hush money trial ended with a guilty verdict on all 34 counts. The new order keeps Trump from speaking about members of the team that prosecuted him and the individual jurors who convicted him. But Judge Juan Merchan says Trump can now talk about witnesses who testified in the case and generally about the jury. Trump's attorneys argued their client needed that freedom to be able to fully respond to President Biden in Thursday's debate.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. The music industry going after artificial intelligence.
A lot of creators accuse generative AI companies of hiding how much they're taking off the internet and using to train their models. The music industry says enough. Universal Music Group, Sony Music Entertainment, and Warner Records have all teamed up, filing a lawsuit against Suneo and Udio, accusing those companies of scraping copyrighted music without letting artists know and without paying for it.
ABC Sherry Preston, Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I am a mom, I'm an activist, and I'm an educator.
I am love, I am laughter, I am human.
I am a pet parent. I am a leader. I am queer.
I am Oshkosh Pride.
Oshkosh, get ready for our own Pride celebration at Oshkosh Pride, Saturday, June 29th from 2 till 7 at the Leach Amphitheater. Admission is free, so get ready for live music with toy boxes and traveling suitcase. Enjoy tasty food and non-alcoholic drinks from Fat Mamas, 8 drag performances, and lots of dancing. Plus, enjoy local vendors and free resources from local nonprofits. Oshkosh Pride, Saturday, June 29th from 2 till 7 at the Leach Amphitheater. Don't miss the fun. For more details, search for Oshkosh Pride on Facebook. This message is sponsored by Planet Kirk Coffee Houses with adoptable felines at Planet Kirk Club in the Oshkosh City Center. Lisa Wicker Photography for wedding, seniors, newborns, headshots, branding, or boudoir. Visit lisawickerphotography.com and by 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for the Republican National Convention. Peggy Williams-Smith is president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee. She tells the Milwaukee Press Club that hosting the RNC is already paying off beyond July's convention.
We will make an announcement very soon in August of an event that would have never considered Milwaukee without the expansion and knowing that we were hosting the RNC.
More than 50,000 people are expected to come. A ruling by the state Supreme Court on Monday leaves taxpayers to cover half of a $128,000 bill for the services of two redistricting experts. The consultants were hired earlier this year by the court to review potential new legislative maps. They said maps drawn by Republicans were gerrymandered, and the legislature passed maps drawn by Governor Evers in February. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the NBA draft tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks enter the draft with a 23rd pick overall. Tomorrow, pick number 33. GM John Horst says the challenge is to make a good Bucks team even better.
Just being laser focused on that, drilling down in and figuring out what are the specific skill sets that will give us the returns we need in a tough playoff series. That the league keeps getting better. They're going to be better again next year. Boston's going to come back on fire, and they're going to be great. Like, Miami's going to be great. Hopefully, we're going to be great. Brooklyn could be healthy and be great. And so that's just to name a few.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series today against the Rangers. A full recap coming up tonight. Last night, the Crew with a 3-1 win over Texas. It's the eighth consecutive series win at home for Milwaukee. Hobie Milner got his first major league start but was pulled after two. Bryce Wilson pitched for six innings but replaced in the ninth.
Hobie did his job. We're not going to ask Hobie to go more than that. Yeah, Bryce was rolling, and I just felt like, you know what? If we would have scored some runs in the eighth, we'd have definitely brought him up.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We may catch an isolated sprinkle at some point this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy to mostly sunny. Our high 76, wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 74 on Friday. Scattered thunderstorms with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig. We'll discuss some of the issues that are impacting you and I every day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Oh, thank you very much.
What do you mean? Come on. Welcome back. It's a great day.
We got some texts here. Awesome. That is the most Mino thing ever.
Right.
I was starting to feel bad. I didn't get an invite. John, we need to hear the lady made for this. I'd like to know why you're closing my street down for a bleeping radio show. That was a true story about a lady that called a TV station. Me and Nick used to play that all the time on our show. It was recorded because we used to play it all the time. We had to clean up. I'd like to know why you're preempting my soap opera for the bleeping space shuttle. The only one better than that would be Scott Vensey. The one time he played us a message he got from a guy who didn't like it. He was like, hi, Scott Vensey, leave me a message. Yeah, that sounds like you. Why don't you? You got three favorite teams, Bayport, so-and-so, and so-and-so. Why don't you get a job and get a life? You're a moron.
I think that's...
Got another one. Happy anniversary. I'm dying laughing, Sharon. Thank you, Sharon, one of my favorite people. A good challenge. We total miles biked in 1 month now that John has a bike. I need an odometer, though. I got to get me an odometer, and I'd like an odometer and possibly a basket.
That's actually a good one.
Yes.
Let's put that under consideration.
Okay.
Total miles biked in 1 month.
Yes. But you know, can I just say one thing, though?
Yeah.
Your win today on the weight challenge has to come with a bit of an asterisk.
What?
You've got a professional trainer.
They're open to anybody.
Professional trainer, Jim. Me, I'm out on the Fox Trail dying. People are trying to offer me water, trying to tell me to sit in the shade.
The shelter's over there.
I actually sat at St. Francis. Is it St. Francis?
Yes.
I actually sat at St. Francis' shrine a little bit yesterday. Yeah.
Todd, did you hear this lame excuse wanting to welch on the bet?
Todd being Todd, I think he would be on my side.
No,
of this.
Go ahead,
Todd.
I didn't hear it, so Jim, fill me up.
Okay. Johnny said there should be an asterisk next to my
me losing the $100 weight loss bet.
My victory. Because I have a personal trainer. And I'm like, John, you could have one too. You could have gone to a fat farm. There's a lot of stuff you could have done, but instead you chose to.
Okay, I don't like the term fat farm.
I was just going to say, is that politically correct?
I don't think that's politically correct at all.
I think that's what they're
called. I'm
offended. No, I think that's what they're called.
In about the 1960s. Yeah, 50s, 60s, Todd. Where did that one end? 1969. Oh, here it is. Radio rules. Never use the term fat farm. Ever. You will be off the air. You'll be banned.
John, that's what they're called.
No, they're not.
I think they are.
Oh, my.
I don't think they call them that anymore, Jim.
No. But when you sent people away that couldn't control their,
weight loss facilities?
Yes.
Weight loss clinics?
Right. That's exactly.
Health clinics? Nobody uses that term. That's so derogatory and demeaning. And for you to use that term towards me that's where I should go, I'm offended.
Okay, Fat Farm. Fat camps for adults. 5-star experience at this Fat Farm. It's right here. Right here, Johnny. Yeah, this one's in Appleton. You could go to that. All exclusive weight loss camp. I agree that that's better. I just want to say
no place. You will not find a single entity, a place that calls itself a Fat Farm.
Premier Fitness Camp.
There you go.
All I'm saying is when I Googled Fat Farm, came up right away. Nobody said it wasn't blocked. Oh, you can't say this. I think there's some other words.
Well, you can put a lot of stuff in there. It doesn't mean it's right to.
Right. Award-winning all-inclusive weight loss. What do they do at Fat Farms? Okay. Let me keep looking
here.
Yeah,
please do. I will pay you an extra $100 if you can find someplace that calls itself a professional entity that calls itself a Fat Farm. And then I will go to it. How's that?
Wow. Fat Farm is a.
So what, Jim?
No. Weight loss resorts. It's weight loss resorts.
Oh, it's a resort.
Oh, resort.
Resort.
Not a farm.
I happen to call things the way I see them.
Wow. How did I last a year?
How did I last 16?
Oh, my God.
How about Fat Camp? Will you give me that?
No.
You can't, no.
Fat Camp is for you. If you want to be around people with bodies that look like yours. This is an ad, Johnny. I'm reading it. It's called Fat Camp. www.fatcamptreat. Fat Camp Retreat. Fat Camp Retreat. It's Fat Camp Retreat.
All of a sudden, a radio has gone from professional at 6 o'clock to him spelling out words and trying to say sentences.
Oh my God.
No, he's showing me pictures. Do I look like
Jim.
That?
No, no.
Jim.
No.
Oh my God.
I didn't think it was that offensive.
We got a text from Todd of Green Bay. He wanted to send you guys something special. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. Here it comes. Let me play it for you.
Let's celebrate your special day.
Okay.
You the very best. Happy anniversary.
There you go.
Wow.
Thank you, Todd. That was very nice.
Yes.
I needed
thoughtful.
That.
Yes. Me too. Now that we're. Okay.
Well, you know what? I would go to a camp because I'm probably 40 pounds overweight for my height versus whatever. But my height's always off. And I always talk about my legs. There's I've always won teddy bears at fairs when they try to guess my weight because they always think it's less than I am. So, you know what I mean?
No.
Okay. So anyway. Okay. We'll give a prize. If anybody can help us out with texting here, what would be a better term for a place I should go to than Fat Farm that Jim says? Just because I lost the bet with him, even though I almost killed myself with heat prostration yesterday trying to lose as much weight as possible.
Yeah. I'll give you credit for wrestling. The rubber suit, X-Lax, whatever.
You know what
it
I
is,
ate yesterday? I ate a turkey burger. With no bun, just turkey burger.
Wow.
I eat those now instead of hamburgers.
They're
good.
That's a good step.
But they're delicious. And I had those roasted vegetables that I bought from Costco.
Yeah.
Those are great.
Yeah, you like those. Yeah.
That's all I ate.
But I was telling Todd that the reason I don't want to delve into another weight loss program at this time is I like to grill, right?
I know.
And I've got the hot dog bars, where you got the chili and the cheese and onions and relish and all that. I like to do those.
You know what I think put me the edge in the bad way?
Huh.
That soup you gave me.
Yeah, that soup was delicious.
It's like,
he's been sabotaging you this whole time, John.
No,
who's been force feeding you food?
No question. But it's so funny. Yesterday, I'm like, oh, man, that was healthy. It's all seafood. A lot of cream, a lot of butter, bacon.
It's true. You're like, was there bacon in there? I'm like, yeah. That was the salt, though. I didn't add salt.
So I retained salt, I think, is what happened to me.
Yeah, could be.
And that's why I tried to sweat it all out yesterday.
John could go to the YMCA. It's walking distance from him. There you go. That's a text from one of our listeners.
I'm not a Y guy.
I'm not a wide.
You know my problem? I end up talking to people too much.
That was why.
That's the my number
the downtown one.
One
for
I'll
sure.
run into somebody. Hey, how you? And then I just I end up talking more than working out.
She did my job. You go there and complaints about this.
I know.
Complaints about parking tickets. I know. It's like
get this text. This day just keeps getting better and better.
I hope so. Can't go really the other way. Yes.
I want to come up with a proper name for. I don't even like to use the term. This is the last time I'm ever going to say these words, fat farm, again, that you use towards me saying that's what I should go to.
I think, yeah. It's, all right. Well, all right.
You know what I'd like to do, though? You know what I'd like to do? Jeez. We need a health Mark Houston. Is Mark coming in today?
Friday is his day.
Okay. Here's what we need
to do. No, listen to me.
We need to do, because I'm becoming like him. We need to do either a height weight ratio,
okay,
or a BMI index.
Yep.
That's the key.
BMI index.
Yes. BMI index.
That height weight. There's three types of body structure. And so height weight
and
BMI.
My big thighs right. throw me off the skew.
Okay, because it's like, come on, Doc, how much taller do I have to get? So no, let's
to match my weight.
Right,
yes.
To fit the
I think
chart.
I'd have to be 6'6".
BMI. That's fair.
What do you guys think about that biking challenge, though?
I'm in. I'm all for it.
I like that idea.
But John,
that's not weight loss. That's just exercise.
Yes,
that's cardio.
But I gotta get an odometer. Or
we have to get the same odometer.
Oh my God.
Yes.
You don't even trust me on that?
Nope. Those odometers that you put them on your spoke, right? And it just ticks it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I had one on my bike. I told you I had the most tricked out bike. I had the basket, which because I was an athlete.
And the balloons.
Had the Had the basket. Had an odometer. Had a light. I was tricked out, and that was cool
tricked
in those days.
Out.
Yeah.
We would not have referred to that as tricked out where I grew up. Well, we may have taken your lunch money.
Anyway. Joke's on you.
No, I'm okay with that. The odometer thing, I don't want to use our phones because I don't know if I'd really buy that they can track the distance. But if we get the same odometer, we install them at the exact same time.
Yes.
Okay, I would be okay. I'd be up for that.
Where to get an odometer from? I haven't seen one of those in a lot of years.
Me either.
Okay. And who's going to install it? I don't know how to install it.
No, me either.
All right.
Maybe you could get the folks from the Bike Collective to help us out. Or something. The Flukies can probably help us.
The Flukies.
Or George.
Flukies.
George right down here at the Broken Spoke. George, he's a good guy.
I don't know George.
George's a good guy. He's a really good guy.
I like that challenge.
And he should advertise with us too.
I like the challenge.
Well, maybe he'll advertise and he'll be the sponsor of this challenge between the two of you.
George not only sells great bikes, or we can go to the Sweet Chills over at, what's the place on Broadway? You know, the doctors own that, those ophthalmologists.
I don't know.
That's a very popular bike.
Okay. Anyway,
one of those two guys should sponsor it. But what I like about both those entities, they not only sell bikes, they promote bike activities. George is the one who does that fat tire thing in the winter.
Oh, okay.
He does that. And there's just a lot
of... I would love to do that. Those are expensive, though.
Yeah. Those are.
I mean, you could buy a snowmobile and have no effort for the same price.
But, okay, so that's what we're going to do. So we can't start this today because we don't have the odometers installed.
Yeah. And I'm going on vacation next week, so I don't want to have...
I'm cooking brats for probably... I got kids are coming home, and I'm going to have a lot of parties this next couple of weeks. So.
Why don't we start at mid-July,
okay?
And then we'll run it through the end of summer.
I like it.
All right.
I will reach out to George. Okay. I will go see him, not after this show, because I got something to do.
But can we also do this, Todd? $50 bet. So I still got to feed the starving kids.
Yep.
You don't care. I know that, Jim.
It's obvious.
So, yeah, very obvious. Former mayor hates starving kids. But anyway, here's what I want to do. When Mark Houston comes in, Mark, if you're listening, can you bring in one of those BMI gauges?
And some literature on...
On what?
Because
there's no
weight
literature.
Loss. Weight loss.
BMI.
They, they refer people to fat farms.
We got a quick break. Back.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
I am a mom, I'm an activist, and I'm an educator.
I am love, I am laughter, I am human.
I am a pet parent. I am a leader. I am queer.
I am Oshkosh Pride.
Oshkosh. Get ready for our own Pride celebration at Oshkosh Pride, Saturday, June 29th from 2 till 7 at the Leach Amphitheater. admission is free. So get ready for live music with toy boxes and traveling suitcase. Enjoy tasty food and non-alcoholic drinks from Fat Mamas, 8 drag performances, and lots of dancing. Plus, enjoy local vendors and free resources from local nonprofits. Oshkosh Pride, Saturday, June 29th from 2 till 7 at the Leech Amphitheater. Don't miss the fun. For more details, search for Oshkosh Pride on Facebook. This message is sponsored by Planet Perk Coffee Houses with adoptable felines at Planet Perk Club in the Oshkosh City Center. Lisa Wicker Photography for wedding, seniors, newborns, headshots, branding, or boudoir. Visit lisawickerphotography.com and by 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on our one-year anniversary show, which has turned out to be a disaster.
Well,
to be honest. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, now, Sharon, one of my favorite people connected. Who's a parking attendant, if you're working... Could you come down to our area and take the bags off the parking meters that were installed because of our anniversary show that Jim organized several months ago and forgot to cancel?
Yeah. Sharon or Chris Pierlot, if you're listening, you're the director.
Do you want us to do it? Should we just run out and take them off? Or
I don't know. That's going to be hard to do. You got to.
Those
oh, do clips are.
Oh,
no,
okay. They're just tied on there or something.
No,
okay.
No, they're.
Could you do that and we apologize?
And we can let people park. But still, uh-huh. You got 40 minutes because.
Before the meters would kick in.
Right.
Yeah. If you could do that, Sharon.
And if you want to maybe, well, I'll tell you what you could do as an anniversary gift is just leave us a couple of
bags. A couple of weeks.
Then we could park there.
Yeah, leave us a couple of bags. I like that. I think that's a really great idea. You know what I was thinking about yesterday, though? I'm going to be honest. Oh, we got a text here. I would think Jim could get the Department of Public Works to install your odometers. Good point. Good point.
That's. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's possible. Mm-hmm. They are good people over mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm.
All right. No, when I was going down the Fox River Trail yesterday.
Yeah.
I
did you buy a pass? Or you were walking?
I was walking.
Okay, you're walking and take your bike. Right.
I read the sign. I'd never read the sign before.
Yeah, that people don't read signs.
I never read the sign.
You know why they don't read signs?
Why?
Because there's too many of them.
Okay. So anyway, I'm gonna get one, though. I'm going to get a season pass. So I think that'd be great to go in the fall, especially, too.
Yeah, you know, it's $20.
I mean, I love it. I love the there's just, I'd like to, oh, I shouldn't say it. I'd like to do bad things to those geese.
No.
I know. But they stand there and they just look at you and they won't
arrogant.
Move.
Wow.
And it's just, and you know what I do when I go by? I go, rah, rah,
yeah,
rah.
No, they don't rah. There.
And they won't move. I swear to God, they just look at me.
They're
like,
got an
really?
Attitude.
You want some?
Yeah,
you want some
right.
of this?
You want some of this?
Yeah. And you got to go off the trail to get around them. They won't move. And they open their mouth like they're going to bite you.
Yeah.
They won't move.
They stare you down.
They stare you down. But I try to talk to them in their language.
Yeah.
And they won't move.
Yeah.
I mean, there's goose crap all over the trail. That can't be healthy for anybody, is it? I mean, you get that on your shoes and you get diseases.
But there's, well, I don't know about that.
No,
but
you
I
get diseases from goose crap. I know that. Bad diseases.
Like planter's foot.
Planter warts.
Yeah, warts, whatever you said.
There's okay. a lot right, of stuff right, you can right, get from that. But anyway, what I'm saying is.
What?
I'm going to buy a pass.
Yes, you should. You should. Yes. But we have to work.
I got to read this text. What? You guys had so much content and time to cover a week's worth of shows. How in the bleep did you bomb this show? Give that a bell, Tom.
Yeah, I know. We did have time. It didn't jump off signs. Could have had special guests, could have had a band, could have had a ping pong ball drop.
Fried cheese curds.
Fried cheese curds. It was all in the makings. But
it's all there for the taking.
All right.
We had the street shut off.
We got part of it done, John.
I can't even imagine. I mean, when they were out there with the sawhorses, the city bus had to stop.
Yeah.
City bus had to come to a stop.
We had to wave them around.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had to take them. All right. Okay, well. Live and learn. All right, so.
No big deal. Live and learn. No big deal. We used to shut down North Washington Street all the time in the mornings during rush hour. All the time. Nobody ever complained. I know.
I'm still sweating and because I'm still like nervous about that whole thing.
I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, I mean, they could charge us.
No, they won't.
Mm. Dear Mr. Michaels,
yes,
we're here to inform you that due to the actions of Jim Schmidt, we will be fining the radio station.
$10,000. Give us the forward address for Civic Media in Madison, Wisconsin.
I did copy Todd on the email. So, yes. All right. Okay. Okay. Communication, Johnny. It's the business we're in.
Communication is the business that we're in. Yeah. Wow. Right. Free to agree or disagree. Mm-hmm. Who did that song?
I didn't know that was a
something.
Song.
Yeah, it is. That's the thing about love. That's the thing about love. Communication is the matter. You don't know that song?
No.
There's a really popular song in the 70s.
Yeah. Todd would know it. I don't.
The
I
things
don't.
We do for love. The things
oh,
we
yeah,
do
you know,
for love.
That, yeah.
Walking in the rain
it,
and the snow, and there's no
the
place
words,
to go,
but,
and you feel like your heart
it's kind of
crying.
Like you sing it to a different melody. That's why I didn't recognize
well,
it.
Every song doesn't have to be exactly the same, Jim.
No, I'm just, no, John.
If you know music, you'd know that, that things, you know,
that's not what
things
it,
get changed once
I'm
in a while.
I'm saying, what they no, when you sing it, they get changed. Okay, what do we want to do here? This is, we got to, hey, so we've been on a year.
Yeah.
And one of our great advertisers is Pello.
Yeah.
And the way that happened, I just, I've told you this story before, but I was at a party on July 4th.
I was at a party once.
Pool party. And
okay. I've never been to a pool party, though.
It's a great party. And it's an annual thing. Okay. And Mike Kalowertz was there. And he says, what are you doing now? And I said, hey, get this. Last week started a radio show with John Mino. Oh, yeah, he's awesome. I'm like, well, no, I don't know about that. But I did start a radio show with John Mino. He says, look, send us some advertising information because I like both you guys. Mm-hmm. And they've been a great
sponsors,
sponsor.
Great
I mean,
sponsors.
Really, they have
fantastic.
Been. And a couple of reasons. One is he does like you and me. But I've also been a huge fan of their product since, oh, my God, I can't believe how 20 years ago. But we've had those guys in those old houses to fix up. Are not cheap, right? So you kind of maybe do some, maybe two or three windows a year. It's hard to do all 20
absolutely.
Windows in 1 year. You'd have to take out a pretty good size loan for that. So anyway, we've worked with Pello, and then they did our doors and our windows, and then our third floor, because we live in an old house, they put the arches on the windows.
Nice.
That is not, you can't buy that.
No, like, that's not custom.
At Menards.
No,
so you
no.
couldn't. And they came in and they really designed it, really, and you've been over there, but
once.
It's just whatever. But you know, to do arched windows is it fits the neighborhood, and they did that. They're the ones who came and said, "Look, you want to make these windows arch?" I'm like, "Do I? Absolutely!" And they showed us some drawings and said, "We could do this, you could do that, wood, you could do vinyl, which we wouldn't do, and then wood, which we did do." And we really it added a lot to our house. We didn't do it because it was a great investment, but it did help the value of our house, I'm sure. But we're not going anywhere.
Hey, Todd. You know, we're talking about the one time I went to his house for his Christmas party.
Yeah, the one time I was there.
Yeah,
sure.
One time he was really nice. He let me park my car over there.
Yeah.
That's
right.
And Donna's the nicest person in the world.
Oh,
nicest
my
person
God.
In the world.
And Jim, I like you and I love you as a brother, but I don't know how you ended up
no,
with that.
No,
she's so
I,
nice.
Most calm person.
People
just
say that.
Reasonable, just nice and just.
Oh, my God. You know. She is an angel.
Yeah. And anyway.
People say that.
So anyway. And she's like, hey, say hello to Jim. He's inside. I got to go. So I go up and I ring the doorbell, no answer. Knock on the door. I hear Milton there. And I hear him go, shh, shh, shh.
That's not true.
Swear to God, true story. And that reminds me of the time. You know what that reminded me of?
I was sleeping.
You know what that reminded me of, Todd? It reminded me of the time when on Halloween, it was during a Packer game, and I was living in Alloway, and they used to do it on like Sunday afternoons at like 3.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay? And I ran out of candy. Well, I'm not going to go to the store to get during a Packer
game.
Right. So my basement, you know, it was in my basement type thing with the window, and I had the Packer game on, and kids were, you know, ringing the bell, trick or treat, and I heard it, kid was looking at the window, goes, the TV's on, somebody must be home. This is no lie. I got down, I like low crawled like an army guy, and got behind the couch, and I was peeking around the couch to watch the game, because these kids got their faces up to my window. They're knocking. Mr. Mino!
John,
I think he's there. I can see the TV on.
Yeah,
Mr. Mino, trick or treat. And I'm laying behind the couch trying to watch the game. That's what it reminded me of when I knocked in your door that day to see if you wanted to have a cup of coffee.
I'm not even sure of the two of you at this point. I'm not even sure which one's more screwed up after this morning with Jim. And now that story. About you.
I just got a text from one of my all-time great listeners. Meet Mama, we used to call her. She said, I laughed on my way to work. Reminds me of the good old days when you did your show for an anniversary show outside your old station, and you had your old boat, the Fossil, delivered.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember I told you guys I had a boat?
Yeah.
I had a boat. It was a wooden boat. It was a beautiful boat. I loved that boat.
All right.
I guess then a quick break. Mal cars are in the house. Back after this.
It's the only way to live in cars.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
How do you tell the story of a soybean to an audience that may never have actually been near a soybean field, may never have actually seen a soybean? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. That was the tall order for director Sam Pinkstone. He partnered up with U.S. Soy to create a documentary that does just that. And along the way, he learned a little something, too.
When I first started making it, I never expected to be on the side of a volcano in Hawaii telling a story about how soy can help us get to Mars. You know, it was just really surprising. But we learned how farming is actually run, you know, mainly by small family operations or relatively small family operations. And the goal for the farmer is to look after the land, to pass down to the next generation. So, you know, there's many surprising stories for massive industry, but also really heartwarming stories for individuals and individual businesses as well.
That's Sam Pinkstone. He is the director of a new documentary that's out on the A&E Network. Groundbreaking, a story of innovation, U.S. Soy. Now you can see the documentary. All you need to do is jump online, go to ussoy.org/groundbreaking. Pinkstone's already at work on the second documentary focused in on soybean story of innovation, supported in part by soybean checkoff dollars.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust the pros at Steffes Group to get the best return on your investment. Steffes is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and we work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a sales rep near you and discuss your options today. That's steffesgroup.com. steffesgroup.com.
Just like some farm projects, they start out small, but they become gigantic. Bobcat Plus can relate. Bobcat Plus, Wisconsin's largest Bobcat dealer, has been in the family since 1991. They started out as one small dealer and now have grown to six locations: Butler, De Pere, Appleton, Eau Claire, Osseo, and their newest location, Kenosha. They offer new and used Bobcat equipment, parts and service, and rentals at every location to help your ag operation. Visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal. And yesterday at Decatur Dairy in Broadhead, USDA Undersecretary Jenny Lester Moffitt announced that they were awarding $12 million in federal funding to four dairy innovation centers across the United States, including the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance. That alliance is run by the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association and the Center for Dairy Research. The alliance will be eligible for about $3 million of that total award to support product research and development, technical assistance, education, and grants to dairy businesses. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We may catch an isolated sprinkle at some point this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy to mostly sunny. Our high 76, wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 74 on Friday. Scattered thunderstorms with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Casting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 98.3 FM.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Hey, we got a legitimate announcement we have to make here. It's from the Green Bay Police Department. Green Bay Police Department is on scene of a disturbance in the 1300 block of East Mason Street. Is currently asking the public to avoid the immediate area and find alternate routes of travel. 1300 block of East Mason Street between South Irwin and South Baird. Temporarily closed due to this incident, which was reported just before 6:15 this morning. Says the media, please just go to South Baird and East Mason. Further details will be released when available. But once again, the Green Bay Police Department on the scene of disturbance, 1300 block East Mason Street, right now asking the public to avoid the area, find alternate routes of travel. So South Irwin and South Baird both closed right now.
Busy street.
Wow.
This time of the morning, that's too bad. I'm sure the disturbance is... That's not good. They'll keep that under control.
So I got the Malcors here, who just got back from Alaska.
Yeah.
So I was doing my fundraising thing where I was going to bring bottles to Michigan.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys bring in a bottle of Pellegrino.
Yeah.
Which is really, really good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Okay. Remember when you and I were talking that our families are from the same area in Italy?
Yeah.
Do you remember where I told you my mom was from?
No.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you, okay? Bergamo.
Okay, yeah.
Where's that Pellegrino Maine? Look at the label. Check out the label.
See, now I got to get on my cheaters. This isn't good radio. I got to get my cheaters. Yes.
Look at that.
Isn't that funny?
Yes.
Huh.
Bergamo, Italy is where it's made. Huh. And that's where mom's from.
It's the source.
Yeah, and here we're both looking up Bergamo. Yeah.
Look at that.
How funny is that?
Huh? Who knew?
Should buy stock. They always tell
you. How you guys doing?
Buy local.
We're doing good.
Did you hear about our dilemmas today?
Yes,
I did.
Saw the pictures. Well, happy anniversary, by the way.
Yes. Thanks.
Got some good texts here. Thank you for the best morning show. I look forward to listening every day. You guys are the best. Happy 1 year. Another text. Wasn't the fossil loaded with Schlitz and beef jerky sticks? Yeah. So I've always wanted a boat.
Sure.
And there's nothing I enjoy. It's just like with cars. The older, the better. You know, you just love the climb. So a guy gave me a boat. In fact, I think his son or daughter was in our daughter's classes over at the school at Notre Dame and stuff. But anyway, here's the deal. It was this beautiful wooden boat.
Sure.
Chris Craft, would it be a Craftsman or Chris Craft? It was like from the Ford. It actually had the flag in the back was a 48 star flag.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Beautiful.
What was the engine?
It's my dream. I don't know. It was inboard, though. Or outboard, one of the two. But anyway, I don't know.
Did it ever hit the water?
It's one of those squirrel cage designs.
Here's the deal. The guy said it's been on dry dock for quite some time, so you need to kind of restore it. A lot of sand it all down. You might have to caulk some things or whatever, you know, all those kind of things. I'm like, great, that's a great winter project, but it won't fit my garage.
Yeah.
So a guy said, hey, you want me to store it for you? And I'm like, yeah. Never, don't know what happened. All of a sudden, somebody told my daughter or something, said, hey, so my friend so-and-so had said the boat's awesome. It's going up and down the Fox. So somebody basically commandeered my boat. But I was going to use
it's
it
like
for
a
my...
pirate.
Yeah! I was going to use it for my radio show. And yes, we were going to load it with Schlitz beer and beef jerky. And that was going to be our whole cruise.
Sounds like a horrible next morning.
I was going to have sunset cruises on my boat, the Fossil. My buddy Nick, he even wrote a song about it to the tune of Edmund Fitzgerald. which got some controversy. But anyway, I still remember the classic line.
I think I go back to, did it hit the water? Did it float?
Yeah. And the line I remember most was, the searchers all say it would have made Eshwabame if they'd put just 1 mile behind her.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So somebody remembers the boat, Fossil.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, and it always makes a good morning show when things like that happen.
Oh,
right?
My Lord. But when we saw, I mean, Todd and I both looked at each other, and it wasn't like a funny thing. It was like, oh, no.
I know.
I mean, we were like, But when we came, it's so funny this morning. I'm walking in down the sidewalk, and there's Jim going that way, heading north. It's like, where's he going? It's like, was that Jim? And he waved, and then he turns around. I said, what are you doing? I said, you're going north. He goes, well, the parking meters are all shut off. I'm like, oh, I wonder what's going on. He says, because of our anniversary show, I forgot to tell them not to do it.
You know, well, I think they still have covers on them.
I know.
They
do.
They I know. Do. And we they just do. Walked we, by them.
They, I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll fix it.
Oh, yeah, we'll fix it. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Ben, Indiana, Matt, how you doing?
We're doing good.
I know you went to Alaska, but you got some sun in Alaska.
I know. That's what Todd said.
Yeah.
We did hike.
Yeah, we did a lot of hiking.
We went to Glacier Lake. Honestly, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. The whole state should be a state park.
See, like I said, I was there twice for basketball tournaments.
Sure.
And you don't really get a chance. But I was in Anchorage and what's the further one? It's called the Top of the World Classic. Fairbanks.
Oh, okay.
And I thought the same thing. It's like, if I ever did this again, I mean, which I won't, but it's like, I would have wanted to stay an extra week. Okay, tournament's over, and then explore.
Yeah.
Because, my God, and even like my hotel room, I'm looking out, and there's this big, huge, snow-covered mountain.
Yeah.
And these, you know, these little planes, and I've always wanted to be a bush pilot.
Sure.
I've always wanted to be a bush pilot.
Yes. It's crazy.
And I thought, my God, is this nice?
Yeah.
But I didn't get a chance. And you guys had a chance to explore it.
Yeah.
You looked out the window and saw that snow-covered mountain, that was probably Mount Delaney, which is the tallest mountain in the United States.
Might have been.
Yeah. It was.
Okay.
It was.
Yeah. It was big.
It's the tallest.
Was that Mount Everest? Is that what you said?
No. It's actually Mount McKinley.
Oh.
No.
It got renamed back to Denali.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
It was Mount McKinley for a while and then got renamed back to its original
name.
Yeah, which was Denali.
Yes.
What did McKinley do that he lost it? I thought he was a good guy, wasn't he?
It's an article he said some stuff about.
But a fat farm? Did you hear that one today?
No.
Oh, so yesterday, I don't know if you follow me on Facebook. I did a thing. So we had 100.
Is it bad if I say no?
No.
I think more highly of you.
I'm sure I do.
It would be pretty unanimous.
So here's the deal. We had today's our 1 year anniversary.
Yes.
So we had a $100 bet on who would lose the most weight in 1 year.
Because we weighed in last year on our first day of work.
And he wrote it down.
I wrote it down. It's in my book.
Yeah. I would imagine you guys did exceptional at this.
Phenomenal.
So anyway, it hasn't been a good summer
Ben,
for
though,
me.
Tell Ben, though, that we started, first it was like a 2 month. And it was like whoever lost the most weight, was it a 1 month? Was it a 1 month?
I don't
know. No, it was 1 month. It was 1 month. Whoever lost the most weight had to pay the other guy's charity $100. Sure.
So mine was to feed the starving children, which is something I think is important.
A great
Jim was, I was like, they're fine.
Homeless shelter. So what happened? And we had to go to legal consulting on this one.
Wow.
So we weighed in. Johnny and I weighed in. It's the same weight. We weighed in. And then 30 days later, it was like whoever lost the most weight
They
had to pay the other person's charity $100. Fine. So we weighed in, and Johnny gained 4 pounds. And
No, I didn't.
And I gained 6. All I know is we both gained weight. So I said the bet was null and void.
Oh, after the first 2 months. Yeah. But don't you see. Here's the deal.
You guys were playing the long game.
Hey, Donald Trump, quiet. We're having a debate here. Mute his mic.
Oh, no.
So anyway, here's the deal. So yes, it was 2 months, okay?
Yeah.
And we did weigh in. And I did gain 4 pounds.
Sure.
He gained 6. I still think I won the bet.
And I didn't. No. Null and void. You guys are realtors. You're realtors.
What did the contract say? How is it written?
Whoever loses the most weight. Johnny, I don't know why you keep fighting.
But I gained less than him.
Yeah, that's not the weight.
That wasn't the bet.
I'm going to go with you, Jim, on this one.
Agreed.
And you should, because we sat at the Christmas party across on a table from us was a lawyer. And we asked him, and he's like, there's nobody won that bet because
it's worded. It can't be paid.
He was actually a judge. He was.
Realtors in your contract.
Yeah. You know there's a workout facility right here.
Don't even get me started. So anyway, so here's the deal. So then we extended it to the 1 year anniversary.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we were going to have this big show in his mind. He was going to have a helicopter flying over, dropping ping pong balls.
I booked a band.
The street had a band.
I did.
Food vendors.
I did. Everything. Okay. Food vendors, a band.
Wow.
So anyway, so today was going to be a win. So I haven't had a great summer, even though I bought a bike. But you heard what happened
last week.
I saw your post about the storms. You were going to go out.
Yeah, but I couldn't because of the storms.
Yeah, you couldn't because of the storms.
I bought... 20 years I've been talking, I got to buy a bike. 20 years. Yeah. I go down from the what's it called? The cooperative? Bike cooperative?
Collective, right?
Collective.
Bike,
collective.
The Green Bay Bike Collective.
A used bike, but a real cool bike. Yeah. Like a mountain bike. Took it out the first day. Ah, my thighs were pretty sore because I haven't, you know, remember. Yeah.
Sure.
So I'm going out the 20 years. I'm going to put it on, I'm going to go a lot of miles.
Yeah.
I get stopped by park rangers and get a ticket.
Oh, you didn't buy a pass.
I didn't buy a pass.
On the Fox River Trail?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, right. It's free in the city. That's the county that finds
sure.
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, when you get out there.
I know. I know.
So anyway. So you went too far. You were too eager.
So that was going to be my weight loss thing.
Yeah.
So here we are yesterday. It's like, oh my God. I checked my skill at home. It's like, I got it. Okay. So heat index was 98 degrees yesterday. We had, what's your buddy's name from Western that we had on yesterday?
Tad.
And we're talking, he was a wrestler, and Jim was, and we're talking about all the ways wrestlers used to go crazy to make weight.
Why wait?
So what did I do? I went out yesterday, 1 hour and 47 minutes in the heat of the day, walked 12,400 steps.
Wow.
Okay?
He did.
This is no lie. I mean, it's all water weight. I know that, but that's what wrestlers, doesn't matter.
Sure,
wrestlers,
sure.
When I stepped to my scale, and I was naked, so it wasn't like whatever. but I'm just saying it
was. I just hate when he says that.
I know. So no, you know, I feel like that's TMI.
No, you know how I win the bet? When he tells me that story, I throw up. So
I'm just saying it was going to be legitimate because after you do it, and if you go in your sweaty clothes, that's like an extra 4 pounds.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Absolutely. And when you make weight, 1 pound, half a pound could be the difference between you wrestle or you don't wrestle.
Yeah, you were like a UFC fighter.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Thank
Weighing
you.
Weighing in.
So when I got on the scale right before I went, I was 230 pounds. Okay?
Sure.
When I got back, I was 225.5.
Wow.
Oh, 4.5 pounds of water weight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm thinking, I got this.
Yeah.
I hardly ate anything last night, didn't drink anything except water, the whole thing. What?
No, I just, you're right. I keep going.
So we come in, and I still lose the bet.
By just a little bit.
I mean, the whole time, Mark Hewson, who comes on all the time from Bell and Sports Medicine, was talking about how dangerous heat index can be.
Oh, and you can, absolutely.
You know, you're frying your insides of your body. And I was thinking, I know I'm frying the insides of my body.
Risk his life.
But I'm losing weight. And all I kept thinking, I said, when you got a big, big fatty steak in the grill, and you see that fat just kind of ooze out and just sizzle. That's what I felt like I was doing. Myself in a good way.
Yeah.
And I still lost the bet.
I was feeling it too. We were on staging at home yesterday and I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, just everything sweat. Sticking to you.
Yeah. That was a hot, humid day yesterday.
Yeah. Humidity.
But that's why I did it. I wore a black t-shirt to sweat more and the whole thing.
But what did you learn from that, Johnny? It's temporary. You need to go on
All I needed to do, Jim. Todd, what did I say as soon as I came in here this morning?
He did. He wouldn't even drink coffee.
I'm like, I'm never going to have a cup of coffee or anything yet because I want to weigh in beforehand. So I felt like a wrestler who's trying to make weight, and if I'm a pounder,
Anyway, so we've extended the bet now because, Johnny's got to give New Community Shelter $100, which is great.
Which is great.
It is.
And the kids will keep starving, which is fine. In Jim's opinion.
I love that charity. I've worked with that charity. I have worked with that charity. So we've extended the bet. And somebody sent in, we asked our listeners, what's the next bet? Then they said, who can bike the furthest in the next 60 days? And I think that's a cool bet.
Yeah.
But what we have to do is we're going to talk to George at Broken Spoke or those Schmucho Brothers.
Or the Flukies.
Flukies or whatever. Says somebody to put.
We got to get odometers installed.
On our bikes.
Yeah.
I think both of you are wishing for rain.
Yeah, that's true, man. That's true.
Oh, but no, here's the part, though. Here's the part that's so horrible.
On what?
So I said, there needs to be an asterisk next to that bet that we had because he hired a professional personal trainer.
Oh, I do. I go there 3 times a week. I go 10 o'clock and Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. What?
Yeah.
John could have hired.
Oh, yes, thank you, Todd. Oh. And he cooks like these high-carb things for me. Yesterday, he gave me this big thing of spaghetti and rolls.
Oh, yeah.
But he gave me this soup. He gave me this soup. It was, he made you some homemade seafood soup.
Seafood bisque.
Seafood bisque. And it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, this is so, look at me, health-wise, this is great. I go, what was in that? It was really tasty. He goes, a lot of cream, a lot of butter, a lot of bacon.
I like that it was a bisque. He does it right. Well, we were just saying, the last time we were here, I think there was breakfast cookies, and I was going to bring some breakfast brownies, but then totally forgot.
Well, But here's the deal, though. So this is the most offensive part of the day. Not closing off Washington Street. That's not the most He says, when I said about you got a person, he goes, well, you can do that. Just go to the fat farm. When's the last time you heard the term fat farm?
It's been a while.
Oh. I don't even think that's politically correct.
No.
But
thank you. We got to stay to a break.
You guys know me. I call it the way I see it.
Yeah, okay. We got to stay to a break. The mouth part's in the house. We might talk real estate.
The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
I am a mom, I'm an activist, and I'm an educator.
I am love, I am laughter, I am human.
I am a pet parent. I am a leader. I am queer.
I am Oshkosh Pride.
Oshkosh, get ready for our own Pride celebration at Oshkosh Pride, Saturday, June 29th from 2 till 7 at the Leach Amphitheater. Admission is free, so get ready for live music with toy boxes and traveling suitcase. Enjoy tasty food and non-alcoholic drinks from Fat Mamas, 8 drag performances, and lots of dancing. Plus, enjoy local vendors and free resources from local nonprofits. Oshkosh Pride, Saturday, June 29th from 2 till 7 at the Leach Amphitheater. Don't miss the fun. For more details, search for Oshkosh Pride on Facebook. This message is sponsored by Revive Wellness Hydration, Vitamin Therapy, and Wellness Studio. Email revivebylauren@gmail.com today. By Salon La Rue. For a masterful haircut, coloring, and styling in a sophisticated atmosphere, visit Salon La Rue. And by 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
I'll meet you later. Hey, welcome back. It's a segment devoted to real estate, moving with the Malcors, Ben and Deanna Malcor. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Oh, our pleasure.
You bet.
But I will say this. You brought in some great replacements.
Oh, thank
you. Yeah,
they were all great.
We enjoyed that.
Yeah. Really good.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
good.
Bastons are amazing.
Yep.
Yep. So and is Rochelle.
I know.
Right. She was great.
She's our Southern Belle.
She was great. You guys, the people you brought in were awesome.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
And real estate, we actually, you know, Johnny and I are both realtors, but we even learned something from, how important that is. And, real estate is more than just a transaction of, as a matter of fact, I was out with somebody. They said, God, I wish I would have listened to your show before I bought my house. He did. I was at St. Brendan's with somebody last week, and he had said that. But there's just so much more to it than just the transaction of buy, sell. It's the inspection. It's the financing opportunities. It's everything.
Yeah.
Staging. I know you were doing that yesterday when I called. And there's just a lot more to real estate than just putting a sign in for
And she mentioned during the break, you're talking about, we're talking about the heat index.
Yeah.
Is there anything hotter than a house that that's been vacant for like a few weeks this time of year when it's been closed up?
Yeah. No air circulating. Right.
And I'll never forget maybe my worst day in real estate, little house over here on the west side, and it'd been closed up and a lady had lived there and it was just this kind of weather. Okay. And we had to get, it smelled so bad of cat urine.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
And the couch that was in there, just terrible.
Yeah.
But she must have got it put in when she put in this big bay window or something.
Okay.
It literally, and I used to work part-time as a mover when I was in, so I kind of know some of the, how impossible to get out. We had to take a handsaw and cut that thing in half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We had to cut it in half. It had to be 110 degrees in that house. This little house had been closed up for like a month and reeked so bad. You can't get rid of that smell.
No not until you strip out, the drapes, the carpet, the furniture, and, sometimes even paint the wall.
And people sometimes, they don't notice it.
They don't.
Oh, my gosh.
So we could never have showed that house if we didn't do all that stuff. I mean, those are the things that people think real estate, oh, my gosh, that's going to be the greatest job. They don't know the behind the scenes.
Yeah, behind.
Oh, my God. Hours and hours.
That's when we were on staging and putting everything back into the warehouse yesterday and kind of getting these couches on top of couches to stack. And the lady that I was doing it with was another realtor. And Nikki said, I should take our pictures because people have no idea.
No
We're
idea.
Both just sweat from head to toe.
Because people only see the pristine aspect.
Absolutely. It was not pretty whatsoever. But they do. Now we have, this is totally kind of somewhat off topic, but is it the ozone machine? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, we've got an ozonator.
Yeah, so, some of those homes that have kind of, if they smoke in the home, they had pets, cats. Cats are sometimes a little bit, that's a little harder to get rid of. But we have a machine.
Can I ask you something? Because I've never had a cat. Don't they pee in their litter boxes? Or do they just do it anywhere they want?
From the smell, I think they do it anyway.
Right?
You're going to get some... No.
Okay.
I'm mildly afraid of cats.
Here. Use the box. Sox. Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
They pretty much do what they will.
I think so. I think they know. They got
an attitude.
What are you going to do?
Dogs go outside. Which is where.
But this machine we can put in there for like 24 hours, I think. You can't. Nobody can be in the house.
Right. Oh, wow. Yeah.
You shouldn't breathe it.
Yeah. You shouldn't breathe while.
Oh, I've never heard of this.
Yeah, no, we use those for smoke. Yeah. We couldn't have animals in these. I used to sell some condos, but the smoke, people, and you can do a lot. Like you said, you know, you can wash the drapes, but it still gets in there. And those machines are worth it, but it's 24 hours. Nobody can go in there. It must be a pretty heavy chemical, but once you do it, it works.
Yeah.
Well, and I think back to like the smell with the carpets, and it's in the carpet. Sometimes the subfloors, the drapes, the paint, you've got to repaint, seal that up.
I remember we bought our first house in Alloway. Very nice lady lived there, the whole thing, whatever. And, you know, put in the offer, got accepted, all excited, and she moved out. And we go there, and she'd had all of her pictures up still and everything. And now all of a sudden, you have the square because she was such a heavy smoker, but you didn't realize. You just thought that was the color of the paint, right?
Yeah.
It's like, ah!
Yeah. Wasn't there a comedian that kind of did that with the Blockbuster? Like, you can just see, they've taken the sign down.
Spelled in filth.
Homes can get like that. It's amazing how fast that can happen.
I saw a good thing. I'm on that thing from, whatever things you get on the internet all the time, the notices from real estate and everything like that, I still get that. But one of the things a guy said that was pretty good, he said he'd been in business, I think, 36 years. And he said, you want to know one thing I've learned about real estate? He said, it's like the ocean. Sit and watch the waves come in, and that's what's going to happen now. And then the waves go out, and it all changes. And he said, that's the way real estate, people are getting so squirrely about, I'll never be able to buy a house, and the rates are so terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, just ride it out, right?
Ride it out. Yeah. Everything changes. I mean, I think that's universal. For everything.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I mean,
it's the long game. It's like investing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, for sure. So, and it's, home prices they'll probably always tick up. I mean, I think they can sit flat in a bad market for a while.
Sure.
I mean, hopefully we never get back to like 2007, 2008. But, interest rates, they go up and down.
Absolutely.
You can always refinance.
And you always said an election year, things could happen.
There's so much going on this
year.
Right.
So many parts.
It's going to get crazy.
Going on? You tell me. Your show right here.
I know, right? Do we real estate?
Let's talk real estate.
We got a whole 3 minutes.
Thanks for being here.
We'll sum up what we were going to talk about really quickly.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We get a lot of people who, not that they're thinking of selling right away, but down the road, or maybe buyers that they're just closing on a house. They know they want to do some updates to it while they live in it. What are kind of the best updates that you're going to get your money out?
Perfect.
Going forward.
Yeah. Yep.
You want to start?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the one of the big ones is the kitchen. You know, I mean, it's ironic because we spend less and less time as Americans because we're so busy in the kitchen or at work and whatnot. So we don't spend a lot of time in the kitchen. But yeah, the kitchen is a big one.
But we have big plans, too.
Everybody does.
I don't know. Really, is that true? I just love the kitchen.
You know what?
And my kids,
you're right.
We chill in the kitchen.
Every party
it's a gathering place.
Yeah, it is. When our kids come over, and we sit in the kitchen.
And we like to cook as a family. I like to cook, but if you're doing, I just think to get the kids involved, it's just fun. We talk, and I'm surprised the kitchen would. I would put a lot of money into my kitchen in my next house.
You know what? The kitchen is one of the few places probably that you're going to get your money out.
Yeah.
You know, if you're putting in high-end appliances, people love that. They love granite or hard surfaces, whether it's quartz, granite. They love backsplashes. New, if your cabinets are old but really nice, just have them resurfaced, whether it's restained, repainted, whatever it is.
And that is one thing that can date a home really, really quickly when you walk in is the countertops and the cabinets in particular.
And the hardware
and
on
kitchen.
Them.
Right. But boy, people look at the kitchen.
Oh, it's
they do.
One of the first things.
Right?
Yeah. Because you immediately are dreaming of all the people you're going to have over.
Right.
You're going to entertain. Yeah. Your family's going to be there. Christmas is going to be there.
You just mentioned something that people overlook. The hardware.
Yeah.
On cabinets can make such a difference.
Huge.
I mean, I've seen where people like just kind of, classy things up a little bit. All they did was change the hardware and it gave the cabinets a different look.
Sometimes it's just changing the hardware and the pendant lighting.
All right. You guys stick around.
We'll
use up a little bit of your time here. Stick around. Malachor is in here. Ben and Deanna back right after this.
Your
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Maggie Dawn.
Remember WikiLeaks? Next up, we'll discuss Julian Assange, villain or hero.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear, from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods, from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear, from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.